This is really me now. No more hiding. Listen, we're all worried. We're all in pain. That comes with having eyes, with having ears. But just remember one thing. It can't get any worse. It can only get better. Quitting is not going to make you strong. Living will. So just hang on and hang in there. You know, I know all about the hating and the sneering. I'm a member of the Why Bother generation myself. But why did I bother to come out here tonight?
We're a thousand miles from comfort. We could travel land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
Hey, it's Gracie.
Sarah.
Joseph.
From the Girl Scout Troop 1819, Kokosaki, Athens. And you're listening to
WGXZ
ACRA at 90.7 FM.
Keep on being you.
Turn out for the Deep in the Valley show Saturday, August 20th, put on by WGXC volunteer programmer Andy French, who does the Crawl Out from the Fallout show once a month on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on WGXC, and his Raven Sings the Blues organization, with performances from Chris Forsythe, Ryan Jewell, Bill Nace, Wet Tuna, and others, Saturday, August 20th from 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the From the Ground Brewery in Red Hook. That's the Deep in the Valley show, Saturday, August 20th. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Alexander Adam of Athens, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Hey there, you're listening to the Playing Favorite Show, and I'm your host, Brendan Donegan. I've got a jazz program to share with you this morning, focusing on two giants of the genre, Wayne Shorter and Herbie Hancock. Mr. Shorter is 89 this year, and Herbie Hancock is 82. You might call them, as the Japanese do with their elder master artists, living treasures. It's all on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, Hudson, New York, listener-supported radio for open ears. So let's get jazzed up with Wayne Shorter from his Speak No Evil album, released in June 1996.
Thank you.
We heard the title track from Wayne Shorter's Speak No Evil record, with Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Ron Carter on bass, Herbie Hancock on piano, and you guessed it, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax. In 1967, Shorter released an album that was to become a classic, Adam's Apple. Here are two compositions from that record. Thank you. That was a tune called El Gaucho, preceded by the title track from Wayne Shorter's 1967 Adam's Apple album. And yep, it's Herbie Hancock on piano on both songs. Both Shorter and Hancock have been open to working with artists outside the jazz world. Here's Wayne Shorter and Brazilian vocalist Milton Nascimento from their 1975 record, Native Dancer. This is one, excuse me. This one's called From the Lonely Afternoons. Two aces, Wayne Shorter and Milton Nascimento. Let's switch over to Shorter's bandmate, Herbie Hancock, now. And Hancock has had a career just as impressive as his friend. Here's a track from Herbie Hancock's 1963 album, Inventions and Dimensions. It's called Triangle. Thank you. That was a tune by Herbie Hancock called Triangle. Let's shift forward a year to 1964 to his album Empyrean Isles, a track called Cantaloupe Island. It's all on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for listeners with open ears. we heard two more tracks by Herbie Hancock from his Empyrean Isles record, the tune Cantaloupe Island, with the great Freddie Hubbard on cornet, and then a piece called Mimosa. That's from the Inventions and Dimensions album we heard some of earlier. So that's all the time we have for today. This has been the Playing Favorite Show with Brendan Donegan. Thanks for listening. Have an awesome week. Stay well. Stay cool in both senses of the word. And I'll see you back here next Monday, August 29th at 11 a.m. when we'll listen to some music by Bob Dylan, I believe, on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, New York. Creative, community, listener-supported radio for open ears. Stay tuned for local news and weather coming up at 12 noon, followed by the innovative music program Deep Threes. One of the artists it'll feature is the sax man and 84-year-old Charles Lloyd, whose career is currently having a renaissance. Let's listen to a little bit of Herbie before we go.